Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In the last blog, I shared another case study, and the title of the case study was, a young client was going back to intensive care regularly. Intensive care at home put a stop to it immediately. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share another case study with you. And the title of this case study is, Mary, in her late 60s, spent the last year of her life at home despite being intermittently ventilator dependent and on chemotherapy. Mary, which is not her real name, was a lady in her late 60s, and she had been successfully battling breast cancer for many years by having chemotherapy. The cancer was actually controlled with the chemotherapy. Unfortunately, one day, Mary and her husband Peter, again that's not his real name, were in a very nasty and very unfortunate car accident. They were simply at the wrong place at the wrong time. Peter, the husband, who was also the driver of the car, came out of the accident unharmed, and his wife Mary sustained some very nasty injuries and fractures, including a spinal fracture that kept her bedbound for many weeks. Mary also needed prolonged ventilation and a tracheostomy as a result of the accident and the injuries. Mary eventually was able to leave intensive care and then went on to rehabilitation and eventually got discharged home with our service, Intensive Care at Home. Once at home, Mary needed regular tracheostomy care, frequent suctioning, as well as vital sign monitoring, especially since the chemotherapy resumed from before the accident. Mary by now also needed intermittent BiPAP ventilation for respiratory and pneumonia prophylaxis management. In the end, Mary, her husband and her children were very happy to be at home rather than being in hospital, despite ongoing chemotherapy that made her life very challenging. Mary had many ups and downs throughout her stay at home, but we managed to minimize her hospital admissions to a bare minimum, and we enabled for Mary to stay at home with as much quality of life as she could possibly have in a home care environment, surrounded by her family. As the chemotherapy was ongoing in order to keep the cancer at bay, it also went along with undesired side effects, and it made Mary's life very miserable at times. But we, as well as Mary, her husband Tom, and her children, were very determined to keep her at home as long as possible, despite the clinical challenges she was constantly facing. We also worked alongside with a very good physiotherapist who contributed to keeping Mary at home for as long as it was possible. In the end, and after about 12 months at home after being discharged from rehabilitation, the cancer and the ongoing chemotherapy took its toll, and Mary eventually passed away peacefully, surrounded by her loving family. It was extremely sad to see her go. However, knowing that we managed to keep her at home for the last 12 months of her life was very, very satisfying. Many patients in a situation like this end up dying in hospitals instead of spending their last few months or years at home. Mary also had a very supportive husband and family to ensure she had all the emotional support she needed to be strong enough to go through this last phase of her life. By providing services at home for about a 12-month period, we also, as a positive side effect, saved the health funding agency about 50% of the cost compared to hospital treatment. It was literally a win-win situation for everybody involved. Mary and her family wanted to be at home, and we enabled them to achieve that. Cost savings for the health funding agency were reduced by around 50% compared to a stay in hospital or in ICU. And also, most statistics and surveys suggest that 75% of the people in first world countries want to die at home if given a choice. The reality is that less than 15% of people in first world countries actually die at home, therefore leaving a big gap in providing services that people actually want. Well, the good news is that with intensive care at home services, even people with high acuity needs can be managed at home with the skills and the know-how that we can deliver at intensive care at home. Whether your loved one has mechanical ventilation needs or tracheostomy care needs or both, needs intravenous therapy or home chemotherapy, we have the know-how and the accreditation to provide intensive care at home services. Want to know your thoughts? Would you want your family member at home or in a hospital? You can leave your comments on the blog. For more information how we can help your long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care units, or how we can help your family member who is in intensive care, you can contact me on 041-094-2230 or simply contact us via our contact us form on the website. We are also currently hiring enthusiastic and experienced intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for clients in Melbourne. We are also a TAC and DVA approved community service provider. For more information, you can also check out our career section if you're interested in working for us. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I see you again next week in another update.